Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes up a lot with flat owners and leaseholders. Can restricted access to a flat actually affect the outcome of an independent leak detection survey?
It absolutely can, yes. Access restrictions directly limit which leak detection methods an engineer can deploy on the day, and that affects how conclusive the survey result is. A partial survey isn't a failed survey, but it does mean we're working with less of the picture.
So what kind of access restrictions are we actually talking about here? Because I imagine it varies quite a bit in a block of flats.
It does vary enormously. The most common ones we run into are neighbouring flats that won't open their doors, communal areas that are locked and the managing agent hasn't arranged a key, and voids or ceiling spaces that are sealed off. Sometimes it's a leaseholder who simply isn't home on the day. Each one of those restrictions removes a line of investigation.
Right, so it's not just about getting into the flat itself, it's about getting into all the surrounding spaces as well.
Exactly. Water doesn't respect property boundaries. A leak source in a flat above travels down through floor joists and appears as damp in the ceiling below. If ADI's engineer can't access the flat above, acoustic leak detection and thermal imaging can still identify moisture migration in the affected flat, but pinpointing the exact source becomes much harder.
That's a really important distinction, isn't it? Finding the moisture versus finding the actual source. Can you say a bit more about how those two things differ in practice?
Sure. Thermal imaging identifies temperature differentials in walls, floors, and ceilings caused by escaping water. That tells us moisture is present and gives us a direction to follow. Acoustic leak detection picks up the sound signature of water escaping under pressure from a pipe. Both methods together give a strong indication of source location, but if a key area is off limits, we can't complete that chain of evidence.
So what happens in that situation? Does ADI just report that it couldn't find anything, or is there still something useful that comes out of it?
ADI's engineers document everything they find within the areas they can access, and the report clearly states which areas were restricted and why. That distinction matters enormously for insurance purposes. A surveyor's report that records a restricted area is very different from one that records a clean property with no leak found.
That's a good point for anyone dealing with an insurance claim. So is there anything a homeowner or leaseholder can actually do before the survey to reduce these restrictions?
Quite a bit, actually. The single most effective thing is to contact the managing agent well in advance and confirm access to communal risers, plant rooms, and any shared service voids. Writing to neighbouring flat owners directly or asking the freeholder to do so makes a real difference. ADI's surveys go much further when all parties have agreed access before the engineer arrives.
What about situations where a neighbour just refuses outright? There's not much you can do about that, surely.
That does happen, and it's genuinely frustrating for everyone. When a neighbour refuses access, tracer gas leak detection becomes a useful alternative because it works from within the accessible property and traces escaping gas back along the pipework to identify the leak point without needing to enter the neighbouring flat directly. It doesn't solve every scenario, but it extends what's achievable under restriction.
That's really useful to know. So the headline here is that restricted access doesn't make a survey pointless. It just shapes what the outcome looks like and what the report can say.
That's the right way to think about it. A good leak detection survey tells you what's confirmed, what's probable, and what remains unknown because of restricted access. That transparency is what makes the report useful, whether you're making an insurance claim, dealing with a landlord, or trying to get a managing agent to act.
Dave, that's been genuinely helpful, thank you. And if you're dealing with a suspected water leak in a flat, whether it's a tricky access situation or a straightforward one, ADI Leak Detection are among the most trusted and experienced water leak specialists in the UK. Worth getting them involved sooner rather than later.